For more than 100 years, presidents have used the Antiquities Act to order permanent protections for federal land and resources at sea. Now, Alaska senators are looking to curb that authority before the Obama administration tries to apply it in the 49th state. KUCB's Lauren Rosenthal has more.
This week, President Obama turned a Chicago park into the country's newest national monument, signing an executive order that put the Interior Department in charge of a historic resource. That process hasn't changed much since the Antiquities Act was passed in 1906. But if Lisa Murkowski and Dan Sullivan had their way, things would work a little differently. They're co-sponsoring a bill that would require Congress and state lawmakers to sign off before a new national monument can take shape. Murkowski's pushed for that in the past, but spokesperson Matthew Felling says she has new concerns about the president's agenda for Alaska.
His aggression with the North Slope and Alaska's Arctic region, we just believe that this adds a sense of urgency to legislation that she already introduced originally last summer.
It's also hitting closer to home now that there's a campaign to get federal protection for waters around the Aleutian Islands. The Antiquities Act has only been used to create one national monument at sea. George W. Bush set that up in the Central Pacific Ocean, and last year, President Obama expanded it. It's now the world's biggest marine reserve, totally off limits to commercial activity. Conservation advocate Rick Steiner isn't going quite that far, but he says the Aleutian Islands are under threat.
Overfishing, shipping, habitat degradation, debris, climate change, what have you, that all need to be managed in an integrated way. So, you know, I'm sorry that the delegation is having this knee-jerk reaction to this potential.
They were strongly opposed this winter when Steiner helped nominate more than 500,000 square miles of the Bering Sea and the North Pacific as a marine sanctuary. Unlike monuments, marine sanctuaries are managed by the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration. NOAA has the power to assess fines for damaging protected resources in a sanctuary, which is something the Antiquities Act doesn't address. But NOAA ruled there wasn't enough backing from affected communities in the Aleutians, let alone elected officials, to move forward. Matt Brookhart is a policy chief in NOAA's Office of National Marine Sanctuaries.
We understand what it is that we don't want to see with the nomination, and that is the nomination comes from a community that is very focused on one or two interest groups.
While some conservationists and research groups are still interested in a sanctuary, Rick Steiner is taking a different tack. He's asked the White House to create marine monuments in the Aleutians, the Bering Strait, and the Arctic coastal plain. Steiner says he hasn't received a response, but as long as the president holds on to his veto power, Steiner also says he doesn't see much risk of Congress putting a cap on the ability to protect those areas. And on Alaska, I'm Lauren Rosenthal.